Listen, it's good to me. Hurry up. It's the news, according to me. Hey, it's Friday, and I've got a lot to do. And so I'm not going to be able to really have a decent show here. Friday, February 12th, 5:11 already p.m. I still have some sweet tea left. And it's the good stuff. Hey, just a couple of things I wanted to point out as we go into the weekend here. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. One of the things that I keep hearing, I kept hearing the defense say, not the defense, the offense, he kept saying, we have to stop him because it might happen again. It could happen again if he runs for president again. We don't ever want this to happen to our system again where our president does this. Okay, a couple of points here. One is, first of all, you have to prove that it happened the first time. It's in terms of him actually inciting the issue. Now, a couple of points that I happen to be listening to a guy here locally today called Casey Hendricks. I don't know. He's somebody's son. So the articles of impeachment specifically said that he incited them to an insurrection at the Capitol in his speech. I believe it actually says January 6th. So that's pretty specific. But they keep bringing up everything that happened prior to that and how everything that led up to this led up to his speech on January 6th. So I think they're going to have a hard time if anybody pays attention to that. I mean, specifically, the articles of impeachment were terrible. No hearings, no nothing, just we've got the votes, let's do it kind of thing. Because everybody was so livid that they wanted to, they wanted to lynch the guy personally, basically. And that's what they did. There was no talk, there was no discussion. Within a few days after the articles were introduced, they had a vote and it was done. No witnesses, no nothing. We got him. Let's run it down. And I think their intention was they were hoping that they would be able to get something through the Senate before. Now, if Schumer had been in charge of the Senate, he probably would have called a special session, and they would have tried to get it done before that. Still, they would have still had the same issue of, well, you don't have enough votes to convict. Now, having said all of that, here is what's going on now. I haven't had a chance to listen much to the defense today. I'll be quite honest with you, because I'm always honest with you. I'll just be quite frank. I guess that's what I am. I'm Kevin, but I'm going to be frank here for a couple minutes. You can call me Frank. The thing now that what Schumer, there's a big article now. I just read this thing. Somebody sent it to me. I appreciate that. I won't mention any names, but it rhymes with Rabbi Rick. The impeachment. As the impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump continues on, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York. Have you ever heard of him? We're coming for you, Kavanaugh. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York. If I didn't mention that before, did not rule out another avenue to punish the former president if he is ultimately acquitted by the Senate. Didn't I call this one? They're not going to stop if they don't get the votes for acquittal. Or if they don't get the votes for, if he gets acquitted. The thing. The New York Democrat indicated that his party could invoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Well, all of a sudden, they're paying attention to the Constitution. Why don't they invoke Article 2 and actually read it? Invoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which allows Congress to ban those who have engaged in, quote, insurrection or rebellion, end quote, from running for office. It says, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, or elector of president or and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or any other or under any state, who shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. The amendment reads, adding that Congress shall, quote, have power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions. There's a problem here, because should they do this? See, on simple majority, my understanding is, on simple majority, they could enact this power. But here's the problem. They can enact the power. They do not have the right to convict. So here's the sticky wicket. Schumer maintained that Democrats remain focused on the current impeachment trial. So this is where they're going with this. And quite frankly, they would need, now my understanding of the Constitution in this issue, and this is where there could be some disagreement among the, the powers that be. They don't have the right to convict. They don't have the ability. They're not prosecutors. They can vote and say, yeah, we believe he was an committed insurrection or rebellion, or that he aided or comforted those who did. I guess all the people who bailed out people who were in jail for rebellion against state and federal, state and local, I guess they would be considered comforting and abetting, wouldn't they? But I digress, because double standards don't matter. So the thing I think that we have to understand here is that it's my opinion that he would have to be arrested for such a thing, tried and convicted in a real court of law. Because this is not a court. This is a political hatch job. This is a, we've got the votes, let's vote for it. Now here's the big question. Could it be overturned? If, let's say in 2022, that the Republicans take over the House and their Senate again. Like that's going to happen. I doubt that's going to happen. Let's say it does happen. Could they run it through and actually reverse it? Can it be overturned within the House or the Senate? They would probably say no, because they have TDS right now. They have Trump derangement syndrome so badly that they can't help it. So that's really that's kind of the show right there. That's my show. It's upsetting, and of course, again, they probably would have a secret vote for that. But it's very upsetting. And I might put the link for this particular article. I might put that in the show notes, as it were. Possibly, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, because it is absolutely unbelievable that they're considering doing this. But that's what they do. It doesn't surprise me. And I really did figure that they would try to do something to enact that, to go further with that, if they thought that he wasn't going to be impeached. Faux impeached, whatever it is, whatever they're calling it. So, yeah, that's the deal. Only other thing in the news that's kind of interesting right now, I guess Governor Cuomo did a little visit to the White House today, and maybe he's going to just hide out there for a while, because apparently there are some people who are after him in big ways. This whole nursing home scandal thing is getting pretty rich. Now, Here's the question. Governor Whitmer did exactly the same thing in Michigan. Exactly the same thing. She followed right in his footsteps. So the question is she next on the list? Now, I don't know if she tried to cover it up or not. But I don't know. You know, I don't know what they're going to say about that. It's hard to tell. All I know is that he's in deep doo-doo right now. There's people asking him to resign, asking for his resignation, which, you know, I wouldn't think they would ask an Emmy winner for that, but because he didn't win, he won an Emmy, you know, for all of his daily, well, here I am again, I'm on to television, I'm talking for you. We moved all the sick people into the nursing homes to keep them out of our way. Yeah, so I guess there's, I mean, what I understand is it's like they could probably attribute about 50,000 deaths to this particular issue, from what I understand. And there are people who are absolutely livid. The worst of it is he hid it from federal officials. That's the biggest thing. And it was the cover-up, of course, that they're getting for. So those two things as where it's going, little tidbits there. I would think there'd be reason for or ways to appeal a judgment from the Senate in this particular situation. I need to read the actual, what is it, the 14th Amendment, and see what is actually there, because they are known for not following instructions. It probably says something there very clearly that that they're missing, because they do that kind of thing. So I'll take a look at that, and maybe we'll talk about it on Monday. But in the meantime, I hope you have a great weekend. This is going to be the show, because I've got stuff to do. I got to get out of here, and I got to go someplace. So I hope you all have a great, great weekend. God bless. Keep praying for the nation. Keep praying for those in charge. Hopefully they will, I don't know, just grow some brain cells, maybe. That would be nice. They need some counseling. They seriously need counseling for their TDS issues. I'd be happy to do it for them, especially if that counseling involves a slap line. So I'm sure Rabbi Rick and I would be first ones to volunteer for that. Let's hope so. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you from all over the world, for everybody that's listening from all kinds of different countries. I really do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday morning, bright and early. God bless.